أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded us, or rather prohibited us, from giving any form of takleef to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had given takleef to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Here in these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, commands us to taqwa, and number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the way to acquire taqwa, or one of the ways to acquire taqwa. And then thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the reward of taqwa in this material world also. And then the hereafter. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. O you who have brought iman, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, create within yourselves the quality of self-restraint. Create within yourselves the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring piety in your life and save yourself from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are only some of the implications and the meaning of the word taqwa, and how that could be acquired. One of the ways, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and speak a straight word. In other ayats of the Quran Kareem, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to taqwa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. One of the ways of acquisition of taqwa is to remain in the company of the sadiqeen, those truthful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who themselves have the taqwa of Allah, then you will learn taqwa from them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us also another prescription of how to acquire it, and that is to speak a straight word. What is a straight word? If we take all the different interpretations of all the different commentators, then number one, when we speak, it should be words of consideration. We should be very considerate when we speak to someone else. Number two, we should not speak in a manner in which we destroy the feelings of others. Number three, we should speak in such a way that is always truthful. There is never ever any falsehood in what we say. We should not be harsh when we speak to people. And in that manner, the different ulama have explained the different ways of speaking. In other words, we should speak with consideration. Whatever we say should be truthful. We should never lie when we speak. And if a person begins to concentrate on the words that he speaks, before he speaks, he considers what he is going to say, whether he is truthful or not. His tone also is in such a manner that it is not going to be hurtful, or he's not going to harm somebody else. And in that way, prior to speaking, there is consideration, and then he speaks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will correct for you your a'mal, your actions. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us a very, very easy way, that if the speech is correct, then the a'mal will also become correct that will follow that speech. Some of the ulama have gone to this extent, that generally when we speak about a'mal, we speak about that a'mal that will be of value and use to us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could also be making reference to our material matters, that if we are speaking correctly, if we are truthful in our business, for example, if we are truthful to people, our friends, those that we associate with, our family members, etc., then our dealings with them also will be 100% correct in a manner which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, and that is the material value that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put into our lives, and of course that will impact on our hereafter. And then insofar as our a'mal and our dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will also be corrected by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. The second is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive for you your sins. And that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a bonus. all because when we speak correctly, our tone is correct, we are not harsh, we are not hurtful, we do not hurt others, and whatever we say is 100% the truth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes this ayah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever is obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill all the ahkam, all the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to refrain from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deemed as prohibited, that deemed as haram, or for that matter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, we are in total obedience to Allah Rabbul Izzat wa Rasulahu and the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then very beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then such a person has been absolutely successful, he has been greatly successful, and that success obviously is the success of the hereafter. We discussed this word fawz, we discussed the word falah in the past, and that is the only success. Such success after which there is never a possibility of failure. And that success is only the success when a mu'min and a believer enters Jannah, and he enters in the everlasting rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. That is regarded as fawz, that is regarded as success in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us to taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to speak decently, to speak correctly, and Allah has promised us two things. Allah will correct our dealings, Allah will correct our amal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.